how to best run the Charlotte-Mecklenburg school system dominated the at-large county commissioners' debate last week. Whether it was money, communication, or school construction, party-line disagreements emerged, and the subject of increasing CMS funding arose quickly in the debate. The Board of County Commissioners currently funds about one-third of the Charlotte-Mecklenburg school system's annual budget. Incumbent Democrat Wilhelmina Rembert said additional funds for CMS are needed and justified.
I believe they needed the additional money, and I supported them getting it. And as we go forward with increasing student population, with changing needs of students, I will likely support whatever the school board deems is appropriate.
Republican Dan Ramirez, who held an at-large county commissioner seat from 2002 to 2004, was not as eager as Rembert to give CMS more money.
Money is not the issue. It is the way we actually have to spend that money in better teachers, better principals, in a better system.
Current County Commission Chair Parks Helms said although resources do require money, they do not necessarily require more money.
I think more money would help in those low-performing schools. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to increase the school budget, but it does mean that you might have to reallocate where you're spending your resources.
One troublesome issue with the Charlotte-Mecklenburg school system has been transparency. Helms said he never experienced any difficulty communicating with the Board of Education and was disturbed by allegations that the board was not transparent with information and actions.
I think the Board of Education is doing its best to get as much money as possible to do what they need to do as educators. And I think it's our role to look at that and measure it and make a fiscally and educationally sound decision.
According to Helms, the board answered every question he had, but District 1 Republican incumbent Jim Puckett disagreed.
Mr. Helms stated that he's gotten all the answers to the questions he asked. I would tell you he probably didn't ask any tough questions. I've asked three superintendents in the last 9 years to simply give me the per school budget for each high school, have not gotten it yet.
Kay McGarry, currently a member of the school board, also called for more transparency from CMS.
Exactly what are your needs? I want to fund those needs. But definitely we need to have more transparency and to be, like people say, just tell the truth.
McGarry said she is looking forward to working with new CMS Superintendent Peter Gorman to establish better communication. Though the candidates disagreed about additional funding and communication, all six candidates expressed support for a bond referendum in 2007 that would fund school renovation and construction. But that unity quickly dissolved when candidates discussed whether or not a bond measure should reflect suggestions put forth by the school building committee this year. Candidates did not agree how much the bond should be for and how exactly it should be spent. The school building committee was chaired by former North Carolina Governor Jim Martin and proposed a public referendum on general obligation bonds up to $400 million. County Commissioner Jim Puckett says he hopes the commissioners can work with the Board of Education and Superintendent Gorman to establish how much money new bonds should be.
I committed to a bond package in 2007. Will it look like the same ratios as the Martin Committee? No, because I think that committee was wrong. That was a flaw there. And so I think that we do need to go back, ask CMS to give us their priorities. There is no doubt there's overcrowding in schools. Desperately need to build new schools. I support a bond package, but CMS has got to change their ways if the public's going to support it.
Incumbent Democrat Jennifer Roberts applauded the work done by the committee and urged everyone not to pit renovation of old schools against construction of new ones.
We do need to focus on both our tremendously growing suburbs and the inner city schools that truly are crumbling. We can do both. We can afford to do both, and I will definitely support putting a bond on the ballot in 2007.
The debate tackled what many consider to be the most important issue in the county commissioner's race. Currently, Democrats hold all three at-large seats, and many people anticipate that the outcome of this election will be the determining factor for the future of CMS. For WFAE News, I'm Janelle Lully.